Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A few more bodies have been recovered from the partially collapsed apartment building in North Miami on Thursday. Nearly 100 people remain unaccounted for as rescue workers continue their search for survivors in the rubble. President Biden approved an emergency declaration in the state of Florida and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then, the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
Extreme temperatures will reach the Pacific Northwest United States for the next few days. Portland, Oregon is expecting temperatures in the 110s through the weekend. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Forced labor in China is being called out again. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a withhold release order against the Hoshin Silicon Valley Chinese company that the U.S. claims relies on forced labor from Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in the northwest region of China, to make silica for solar panels, electronics, and other goods. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas explains how the U.S. will continue to import solar panels despite the withhold release.
We are focused on solar panels because of their advantages with respect to environmental impacts. But, and this is very important, we're going to root out forced labor wherever it exists, and we'll look for alternative products to achieve the environmental impacts that are a critical goal of this administration.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, my friend, and a TGIF to you. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
President Biden announced Thursday we have a deal, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan formed with a group of bipartisan senators.
We made serious compromises on both ends. They'll give you the numbers. But they did not, and I understand their position. Republicans and this group did not want to go along with any of my family plan issues, the child care tax credits, the human infrastructure that I talk about. And we'll see what happens and reconciliation bill in the budget process. If we get some compromise there, and if we can't, see if I can attract all the Democrats to a position that is there. But they're going to move in a dual track, and that's what all they say. But I want to thank each and every one of them. It's been, you know, a lot of us go back a long way where we're used to doing one thing, give each other our word, and that's the end. Nobody questions. They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has yet to sign off on the deal. And Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, has threatened to revolt if the compromise does not go far enough on their key priorities. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Thursday that the House would not take up a bipartisan infrastructure bill if the Senate did not also pass a budget reconciliation package. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And Michael Jr. is in the house. Yes, we're going to be talking about his new book, Funny How Life Works. Hey, Michael, good to be connecting with you. Last time it was via phone, this time face-to-face.
Yeah, Bill, you look different.
I was going to say, but you look the same because they sent me posters and all these images of you. Said, hey, we want to make sure you got this all covered up and everything like that.
So, this is awesome.
Hey, I'm glad you didn't change, man.
Thanks for having me here, man.
Hey, no, good to have you here to talk about, you know, your attitude and your perspective on life is so refreshing, and it's so needed right now because people are just a little wound a little too tight.
They are a little snug these days, for real.
How do we loosen them up, huh?
I don't know. I think just by acknowledging what's really going on, like we're at the NRB, but it's not really black. That's one thing we can acknowledge. Because that's what it stands for, I think.
Yeah.
No, I love showing up and just letting people know that the drapes don't match.
Exactly.
Or not. So, but I only do it in a way where if I really feel like God has asked me to do something. Because that's my whole focus.
Exactly.
What does God really want me to do? So even in my comedy, I really want people to understand that, like, laughter is good, like a medicine. So receive this laughter. Like, really receive it, really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And be okay with laughing. Because some people aren't okay with it. Some people think they shouldn't be laughing, especially in places like churches. And
yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, you know, when you think of Jesus, and you know, we've been watching The Chosen,
yeah,
you know, the series,
mm-hmm,
and there's representation because so much of that series is on the humanity of Jesus. And I understand how some people might think, well, you know, that might be a bit irreverent that Jesus would say something funny, but he's human. And
exactly.
And there was an episode in the second season where he's talking to a guy who has just been redeemed from his sin.
Right.
And Jesus kind of makes a joke about it,
uh-huh,
and he goes, oh, too soon?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's always like,
exactly.
It's hysterical. And I love that, but it's just,
yeah,
you know, hey, we, you know, we're all in this journey together.
Absolutely. There's a book called The Humor of the Christ. Rick Warren told me to read this book.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you should buy it from me, dude. I got to just find it myself. Anyway, so I read the book. If you ever get a chance to read it, don't.
Really? Don't read it.
It is a horrible read, but the information is awesome. It talks about how Jesus most likely was using humor throughout his ministry. But we don't see it that way because we know the end of the story, and we assume that his tone must have been, oh, no, I'm going to the cross.
Right.
As opposed to, hey, let's laugh. Like, if he's walking in purpose, which we know he was,
right,
that's
exactly
a joyful place to live.
Yeah, without
like
a doubt.
Like, my calling in life is to comedically inspire people to walk in purpose. Like, that is what I get to do.
Right.
It shows up as comedy. It shows up in the middle of me doing a keynote. I may be doing a weekend service. And it may be really, really funny, but my goal is to use the laughter to open up your heart so I can make a deposit that I hope can make a positive change.
Exactly. A little poke, a little prod here. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Yeah, we'll have some fun with it. Yeah,
exactly. You know, and speaking of Jesus, I mean, one of the things that, you know, most pastors would agree that, and it took a while for them to kind of see the joke in it,
mm-hmm,
when Jesus was talking about, you know, getting you know, the splinter out of your brother's eye, you know, while you're dealing with a 2x4 in your own.
Exactly. Like, and that is one of the jokes mentioned in the book.
Right, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah. But if they don't see it and you just read it and go, oh, okay, well, you know, whatever. It's like you miss the humanity.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's why I really think Chosen is a phenomenal show. I think they're doing a great job with the show. I really like it.
I would agree. And we're visiting here with Michael Jr. He's got a new book. Is this your first book?
This is my very first book.
Wow. You're making flight here, huh?
Yeah.
Exciting. Well, yeah, I mean, exciting now that it's over, but I mean, imagine going through the process.
There's a lot of work, even going rehashing some of those stories from my childhood. Mm. Like, there's one story in there, which is probably one of my favorite stories. It doesn't sound like it should be, but one of my favorite stories in the book is about when some police officers came into my apartment and put a gun in my head and put the hammer back.
Oh, wow.
The reason I enjoy the story so much is because the impact it's having on people in a positive way. And what happens at the end of the story is actually pretty doggone amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, who would think that a story that starts out with the police officers wrongfully coming to my apartment, putting a gun in my head. But I look at it as I wrote it and I realize what God was doing in that moment was so awesome. And I wouldn't trade the whole situation for anything mm-hmm. because of the impact that it has on people in a positive way when they read the story.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
And his hand and that ordained moment.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could have gone wrong real fast.
Yeah, absolutely. What the enemy meant for evil, God was like, okay, watch how I'm going to use this. Mm. And he really used it in a great way.
Well, in your story starts out like so many stories mm-hmm. of black men who say, hey, I was just minding my own business. Next thing you know, I got the law and a gun in my head.
Right.
What's
right.
all that about?
Yeah, it was tough at the time, but what... You know, there's like 15 officers in my apartment wrongfully, but there was one in particular who pulled the gun out, put it to my head for no reason. Like, I'm alone in my apartment. Pulls the gun out.
And it's not like you have a gun or a weapon or anything like that.
I don't have anything. Like, yeah. I'm wearing an oil change uniform. I just got off work for 14 hours. He thinks I'm a drug dealer. Like, what kind of drug dealer has a name tag on? Like, who? Like, I got a name tag. It says Michael. Like, I'm not going. Anyway, so, you know, but what happened was they really... When they did that, they came to my apartment, put a gun in my head, and saw my, and then they left. And what happened was they actually raided a house, an apartment. I was 19 years old, but they raided an apartment down the hall from me. And when I came home from work, they assumed I had something to do with that.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. So then they come into my apartment just to check. In my apartment, I'm 19 years old. First of all I got is like a mattress on the floor. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have that much stuff, so it looks really bad. The guy puts a gun in my head, and it was really scary. I was afraid. I remember sitting on the floor after they left crying, and someone knocks on my door, and it's a Mexican lady, and she knocks on my door, and the door blows open, and she's crying. She's inconsolable. She's like, they took everything. They took everything. And apparently she was the wife of the house that got raided.
Mm.
It took her husband to jail, and now she comes to my apartment with these two kids. And they're really small kids, and they're crying, and she's crying, and I can't understand her broken English. She's like, they took everything, and I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sitting there, and what I decided to do was, I said, I just felt in my spirit, I didn't know nothing about God at the time. I reached into my wallet, pulled out $14 and some change, which is all I had. I handed it to her. For a beat, she stops crying. She gives me this hug and leaves my apartment. Now, when the officers put the gun in my head, they were saying to me, you're not worth anything. No, nobody would miss you anyways. But when that lady came into my apartment afterwards, what she was saying was, I need you.
Yeah.
People really do need
you. She'd have missed you.
Exactly.
Right.
So it was a beautiful moment where God was like, listen, I know that hurt. Trust me, I'm going to use it in the future. And here's an example. Like, that lady gave me the greatest gift I could possibly imagine at that time, because mm-hmm. I needed to be needed at that time.
Exactly.
And I've never seen her again. I don't know who she is, but that moment was so, so powerful. And I mentioned in the book, if you're hurting right now, especially coming out of this pandemic, one of the greatest things you can do is put your head on a swivel and start looking around, because there's other people that are hurting.
Right.
And if you can look for an opportunity to help someone else, you'll find healing yourself in those moments.
Yeah, without a doubt. It kind of reminds me of what Helen Keller said, mm-hmm. that she used to be upset when she couldn't buy a new pair of shoes until she saw someone without any feet.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, it really solidifies the perspective there and goes along with what you're saying.
That's the part. Was Helen Keller, she was deaf and
blind.
And blind. How did she see the feet? I don't know. She must have touched him.
Must have.
No.
Whatever. leave it to you. You can't keep him on point. You got to find a joke in anything. He's making fun of blind and deaf people.
Yeah, that's what we do here, people. Yeah, it's funny how life works.
All in the name of Jesus. This is hysterical.
So that's the thing, too. Even throughout the book, you got those deep stories, but then suddenly you're laughing. Like, if you look at any of the reviews on Amazon, by the way, Amazon ran out of books when we first released it. Uh-huh. Amazon, Target, everybody ran out. But we have some now, but in the book, you'll find yourself crying and going deep and then suddenly laughing out of nowhere, which is so cool.
Well, speaking of deep, we've got to take a quick commercial break, and we've got more from Michael Jr. after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Back with you, ladies and gentlemen. gentlemen, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with the author of Funny How Life Works. This is his first book. Boy, it's incredible, the response on this, Michael.
I'm really excited.
This is great. Michael's exceptionally gifted, as you can already tell, at combining story with thought-provoking life principles. He exhibits what means to be a comedic thought leader.
Yeah, people have been referring to me as a comedic thought leader.
I like that.
Awesome. I really like it too, man, because it's way more fun.
That's good branding.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited about it, really. Because, again, I'm called to comedically inspire people to walk in purpose. So comedy is not the destination. Yeah. It is only the vehicle.
Exactly.
It is like it's a gift. It's a seasoning that God has given me to put on the meat that I'm supposed to present to people.
Well, here you're telling your story. You're 19 years old, a supposed drug dealer, not a very successful one because you can't even afford anything but a mattress in the deal. You got 14 bucks. You're a lousy drug dealer.
I am really bad at this.
You guys go, please. And you put a gun in my head?
Right,
okay,
right.
Do me a favor. Put me out of my misery.
Right. Things were not great at the time. But there's one story in the book where there's two. I'll only give you one.
Okay.
But so I listen. Whenever I'm doing comedy, what I'm doing is when I'm on stage, I may be presenting joke number one. But at the same time, I'm doing the math on what I think joke number two should be based off how people are currently responding to joke number one. Then I'll move on to joke number three and start doing the math on what that joke should be based off how they're currently responding to number one and probably responding to number two. Then I'll go to four. I used to actually go seven jokes deep.
You're giving one, you're seven jokes down the road.
Wow. Doing the math on what that should be. But then when I met Jesus, I couldn't go seven deep anymore. And the reason was is because I was asking a different question. Before I was asking, how can I get laughs from people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God told me, I want you to start asking, what can you give to your audience? And most of the time, it's more funny, but sometimes it's something a little deeper.
Right.
So I have to be sensitive in those moments to listen in between the gaps. By the way, everybody listening right now, no matter what you do in life, there's gaps. What question are you asking in between the gaps? Are you asking, what can I get? Or are you asking, what can I give?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know the answer to that question, I think you know the answer to that question. By default, you're asking, what can I get? So I started asking this different question, and I started seeing different opportunities. So at one of my shows in Sacramento, this is one of the stories in the book, I'm listening between the gaps. I do some jokes. We're having fun. There's 3,000 people there. And then I explain to people how comedy works. There's a setup and there's a punchline. Well, life is very similar. There's a setup. There's a punchline. The setup is what you receive. The punchline is what you're called to deliver. And I also explain to them there's probably some people in the audience who have to do something really hard to really deliver their punchline. There's probably something you have to do that just doesn't make sense, and you need to just trust God and do it. So all I said, moved on to the next joke. At the end of the show, security comes to the green room, and there's like the guy. There's a guy out here who's got to talk to you. He's very finesse. He's got to talk to you. So I go out there. It's a white guy. He got on like a white beater. He looked like he was high.
Oh, wow.
But it turned out he had been crying, which isn't abnormal at my events. Like, people either cry for laughter, or maybe they're emotional because we go, because
we're going on such
a roller coaster.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this guy explains to me, he's like, man, it's so tough out here, man, it's crazy. I just came to this comedy show because I wanted to forget about all these problems I got. It's too much, you know, man, but then I'm laughing, and then you said what you said, and it got me thinking, and he said, I need your help. I was like, all right, what's up? He said, well, see, the police are looking for me in a bunch of different states. And I'm out here running. And when you said what you said, it made me, man, I need to turn myself in. Will you help me turn myself in? Yo.
Yeah.
So we called the police. I hug out what to do. We prayed. I believe we prayed together. This dude gets in the back of the car and pulls off and goes to prison. Now, listen, I'm not anything amazing. All I did was listen between the gaps, and I did what I felt like God was saying do.
Right.
But everyone has gaps.
Exactly.
But what question are you asking in between the gaps? This dude goes to like, he surrenders his life actually for real because I was surrendering what I'm going to do in those moments.
At a comedy event.
At a comedy show.
Wow.
Which blows me back to even think about. But that's just one of the stories in the book that really, and then we always put a little application at the back end of it so people can know what to do next with regards to their personal life, how to make it personal in the book, because it is funny how life works.
Well, without a doubt, and you say, I mean, this is a book of strategy. Basically, we're talking strategy here, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
So you say strategy to embrace your life, because you got to know who you are, where your identity comes from, and in that, you discover your punchline.
Absolutely. You discover what your purpose is. It's the whole desire.
That is the punchline.
That is the punchline. Right. We want people to fully understand what it is they're called to do. But most of the time, people think this has to be a hard process. But it could actually be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we laced this whole book with funny. We actually created a course, too, called Funny How My Life Works,
mm-hmm.
where you're sitting back and you're watching stand-up comedy. You're watching me tell some stories. And then suddenly you're asked these questions, and it opens up your heart in a way where you're like, wait a minute. Maybe this is what I'm called to do. And it gives you some serious clarity. So I'm pumped about this.
I bet. This is so awesome. Michael, when did the light switch happen for you? I mean, at 19, you said, you know, you weren't walking with Christ.
Yeah, I didn't know.
What happened?
At 27 years old, I found out who Jesus was.
So 8 years later.
Yeah, somebody invited me to a church in New York City. And I remember sitting in the church, and this guy is talking about Jesus. And I'd been to church since I was a kid. And he's talking about Jesus. He's not screaming. He's not yelling. He don't got no perm. He's just talking about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And then he did this thing where he said, can I get a hallelujah? And I was like, I ain't saying that. Because that just means he want me to repeat what he said. But I didn't know what hallelujah meant.
Right, exactly.
So I was like, I'm not saying that. And then he says, in case someone doesn't know what hallelujah means.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what? This place is creepy. What is going on? Then he did like an altar call. He said, go with Jesus in your life, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. And, I really wanted to do it. Like, I really wanted to. But I was like, nah, I got to read the pamphlet first. Because I knew a couple Christians, and they was creepy.
Yeah.
There's some creepy Christians out there. If you're listening right now and you don't know any creepy Christians, it's you. I want to point that out. Your friends know one. So I told myself I wouldn't know. So I told myself I'd have to read the Bible before I gave my life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm at the airport, O'Hara Airport, and this lady just hands me her Bible. We never exchange words. She literally just hands me her Bible. And then she walks off like the Lone Ranger or somebody. Mm-hmm. So I get this Bible. First thing I read was the copyrights. Well, the Bible was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Me too. I'm tripping. I'm like, we never met before. This is crazy. So I'm reading the Bible. I'm going to church, reading the Bible. I got to the part about the job. I'm like, no wonder I don't want this. This job stuff is crazy. And then I kept reading, and I got to the part in Matthew where it said Jesus died for him. But I didn't even know until I was 27 years old that Jesus died for him.
Mm.
I literally didn't know. I've been to church before. I saw people screaming, but I saw the same cross on like a rapper's neck. It just, none of this stuff made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know until I read in Matthew that Jesus died for me. Then I turned to Mark, and he died again. I'm like, what in the world? Then Luke and John, I'm like, why do they keep killing him? I'm reading the Bible like, why are you going back in the garden, Jesus? I don't understand.
Don't go there.
Right, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I finished reading the Bible. It took me 36 days to read the Bible. So I finished reading the Bible, and I go to church, Christian Culture Center, Brooklyn, New York. I go to the altar during the announcements. I was like, hey, I know you normally wait to the end, but I've been reading this. I put in 12 to 14 hours a day reading the Bible. And now I gave my life to Jesus, and I understand stuff. I used to just think I was funny, but now I understand I'm funny for a reason. God has purpose for my sense of humor,
exactly. And
I want to be able to deliver it in whatever vehicle is necessary, whether it be a book or another movie or whatever that looks like. If laughter is good like a medicine, I want to be able to deliver it to the people who need it.
Well, and here you are paying it forward. Your punchline is going to lead to everybody else's punchline.
That's
picks
what
up
I'm
your
saying.
Book, right?
You get it. That is awesome. Yes.
Of course. It's all your fault.
Yeah.
It's totally your fault.
That is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. No, I love this. I love the honest and vulnerable approach to this because that's also comedy. It's very vulnerable. Isn't it?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
And that's why, you know, when people have been ignoring comedy, like on college campuses today, it's to their own detriment because they're missing out on that exposure of self.
Yes.
Right?
Well played.
And they're losing their punchline.
They don't even
know it.
Don't
lose your punchline.
Yeah, what happens when you don't understand your punchline, what you're supposed to deliver, you'll feel like something's missing, and you'll think what you need to fill that void. You'll think you need more setup.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just get a house, if I could just get married, if I could just get this. But all of it is empty because what you really need to get is an understanding about what to give.
Exactly.
That's your punchline.
You're awesome. Funny How Life Works. Michael Jr.
Yes,
has been with us.
Oh, awesome. Get the book.
Yes, get
the
book.
We're giving signed copies. We're letting people get signed copies if they go to funnyhowlifeworksbook.com. I'm actually signing copies there. Otherwise, it's available everywhere.
Exactly. Get your hands on it. And find your funny. Find your punchline.
Yeah, deliver your punchline.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Start living on purpose.
I like you, man. You've got skills at this.
No, you do. Michael Jr., thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. God bless.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A few more bodies have been recovered from the partially collapsed apartment building in North Miami on Thursday. Nearly 100 people remain unaccounted for as rescue workers continue their search for survivors in the rubble. President Biden approved an emergency declaration in the state of Florida and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then, the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
Extreme temperatures will reach the Pacific Northwest United States for the next few days. Portland, Oregon is expecting temperatures in the 110s through the weekend. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And as we say, we're here live as a convention. And so, guests get stranded all over the place. And so sometimes we have to fill. I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for Daryl Eves and Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen to stop by. This is, I'm telling you, the most phenomenal of modern series. And there's so much that Dallas shares that we have in common, not only that we're Bible, I consider ourselves to be theologians, people who study the Bible. I think we're all, as Del Tackett would say, and I agree with him, but it's just been, just so much fun to be able to have the Word of God and be able to talk about it. And I appreciate what Dallas has done and what the team has done in modernizing, I guess, in telling the story of Jesus, from the eyes of, of the people who are, who are there. And it's just definitely capturing the hearts and minds, and in a very dramatic way, to say the least. And with us right now is Tim Gray. Tim is, I will say that his passion is for his faith, and film has urged him to discover new creative ways of combining the two for over 30 years, and now through FaithChannel.com. always forward thinking. He streamed Washington for Jesus, the first major Christian event, and one of the first live events online in April 96 with another with Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Tim, good to have you here with us. I've been looking forward to this conversation. So where did you get the idea of Faith Channel?
Yeah, first of all, Bill, first of all, nice to meet you, and congratulations on all you're doing like that. Faith Channel is a culmination, I would say, of my whole life. I grew up as a kid in southern Illinois and western Kentucky. My family didn't go to church. But my dad would sit every Sunday morning watching Oral Roberts preach on television. So my dad got saved, gave his heart to the Lord, took us to a local church. I did. Went to Oral Roberts University to study two things, theology and television. Yeah. And so really, Faith Channel is a culmination of traveling the world over 50 different countries and really creating a safe environment for ministries to be able to put content on, great content, but also to get paid for it.
Right.
Right? It's not a paid programming model, but really Faith Channel also is a portion of it is preaching, but it's got a whole entertainment of value as well, from kids content to documentaries to films, to news to live events to podcasts, to be able to create a great place where people could come and do two things, experience hope and encounter God.
Right.
That's our whole byline of everything.
Exactly. That's awesome. And but as far as a payment model, I mean, they're still generating revenue what, through donations?
A ministry or a content provider can if they want to. Like I said, preaching is a portion of what we do. So we want to partner with them. If they take donations or promote an event or anything like that, they're more than welcome to do that. But also, too, we've got on there a lot more of films, a docuseries, documentaries, kids programming. And that's not going to be fundraising by any means.
Right, exactly.
Right? So they're able to put it on there. And then through our revenue model, be able to get paid for doing great content to where they can go and create more.
Now, so the revenue model, is it like a PBS revenue model?
Nope. It's subscription video on demand.
Oh, I see.
It'll be like a Netflix model.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a Netflix model.
So that way, they're generating, revenue for their, for their programming, and you're able to keep providing this good, relevant programming and offer a breadth of choices, through your, through Faith Channel.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, with Faith Channel, I'm a big believer in aggregation, right? But great aggregation. That's why we came up with the name Faith Channel, because I really believe everyone is searching for their God.
Yes.
To find God, to find their creator and who they are and through life's purposes and why they're here. And also, too, I'm 58, I've been through a lot of life. I got, saved and gave my heart to the Lord when I was a teenager, and everything has not gone just perfect, right? I've been married 38 years, have 6 great kids and 7 grandkids. We've been through a marital separation. I've been through all kinds of things, all while trying to serve and love God. So what Faith Channel does, too, is it brings in tools to help me get through life. Yeah. And again, it's got preaching, it's got worship, but it's also great, great fun stuff, too. We're going to have a comedy section on there with Michael Jr.
Yes.
So just things that
we're
going
to be talking to Michael Jr.
He's a great way.
Yeah.
But again, the thing goes, we want all of our content to do two things. Give people hope, let them experience hope. Because in my life, I've gone through a period where I lost it.
Right.
It's a horrible thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But to give people hope and to also encounter a real God and who they are and what their identity is. Preaching, yes, but just a portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to encounter God through a film, through a docuseries, through a kids program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And Tim, I appreciate what you're saying in terms of, the reality of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, nobody has a perfect world. I mean, it just doesn't happen. We're humanoids, because if it was going to be perfect, then why did God have to send Jesus, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. And it's crazy for me, but this was my mentality, okay? I lived in Tulsa for over 30 years. The most unsafe place where I felt to be able to share, if there was any struggle, was at the church or in the community. Because I thought, something must be wrong with me. If I'm going through a struggle with my wife, if I'm going through a struggle with life or financially or with a child or with anything, I felt I couldn't share it with the church or any of my community, because I thought, what's wrong with me? Am I not giving enough? Am I not tithing enough? Am I not serving enough? Am I holding on to a grudge? What is that? Now, through my identity in Christ and who really I am as a precious child of God, I'm not running. I'm not ashamed of the things I've been through. I'm able to now find real community and who God is. And it's not just a God that I just have to serve in order to do things, but a God that actually is a part of my life, and I'm a part of His.
How did God redeem your marriage? Ooh, that's a great thing. That's a long process, but I would say really
thank,
through.
Thank you for answering the question almost.
Yeah.
you brought it up. I always ask people, you know, some people. Well, you know, I remember once I was talking to this lady, and she's been married 63 years, and I said, "What's your secret?" She goes, "Oh, honey," she says, "Oh, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right."
I always say this is that, you know, people talk about Bill, you know, they ask how long you've been married, you know, almost 38 years. Like, oh my goodness, what's your secret? I used to think my secret was, you know, my secret's got to be quick to forgive and, you know, always that kind of. I realize codependency is a big part of it for me. No, I'm joking a little bit there. But the whole thing is, I will tell you, I went to the altar for several things. One is I had some real struggles with addiction myself and things I was battling internally. I wanted that quick fix. I didn't get it. I wanted to go to the altar and have Jesus just, you know, or the pastor just bless my marriage and have that. I found out very much that it's through really submitting. Mm-hmm. It's like what Paul talks about, right, in 2 Corinthians, exactly. that my weakness becomes a portal to God's power.
Yes.
And I found that, and I found through submission and really putting people that know a whole lot more of those things in my life. I go to counseling. I have coaches. And really, I began to trust my wife.
Yeah.
And to really open up and to be able to trust that process and trust that. And even fight through those things. And through the thing that they always say, don't quit. Yeah, just don't.
Yeah.
I would like to say that it was, oh, I just had such faith for my marriage. I didn't. And I was hopeless in so many things. But that's why it comes back to me. That's why I have such a passion for delivering this content, Bill.
Yes.
Is because I want people to watch a film,
mm-hmm.
and I want to experience God.
Yes.
I want kids to get a foundation of not just that, oh, they believe in God. Why do they believe in their Creator?
Right.
What is that foundation?
Yeah.
I want that to always come back to. I want people to come away with some type of hope in their life each day,
mm-hmm.
and also to encountering God.
Well, and especially where we are right now in our culture, in many ways, it's become a hopeless culture, right?
Oh.
And it's looking for people of hope. This is why people like yourself, people of faith, can stand out in such a strong, courageous way if they're listening to God.
Yeah, right? People are searching and people are hungry. And people are more hopeless today than ever before, but there is a God that is of hope.
Amen.
There is.
Amen. And I like what you said also, because in the book of Mark, the one word that always sticks out for me was immediate. There was always, Jesus was doing immediate things. And I'm like you. I like, you know, it's like,
I want a quick fix.
Here we are. We live in a microwave society. We yell, we're in front of a microwave. We yell, hurry up.
That's right.
That's best enough. But no, it is a process.
Yeah.
And in that process, we get to know God in a whole new, different way.
Yeah, that's right.
And then incredible exploits follow. Stay tuned, right? Like the Faith Channel.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour here in Dallas, Texas, with the one and only Pat Boone, and I just gave him 3 mulligans.
Yes.
You got through 3 mulligan Titleist golf balls there, buddy.
And they're going to create more mulligans for me, because I'm going to use these for putting.
Oh, just for putting only?
Because if I use them on the tee shots or fairway shots, I'm more likely to lose them.
Do you want me to show you a secret?
You know,
because, like, some of these guys, what they do, they'll put a line.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They just
sure.
Say,
yeah, they are doing that a lot. Yeah.
Somebody showed me this that made a lot of sense. See this line here?
Yeah.
Instead of doing this, line it up this way.
Yeah,
the hole.
And putt through that line.
And it gives you a broader line,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
Okay, so...
And
when,
you put, bring your putter right through that
right.
line, it'll keep it on.
And when you start one-putting all the time and people don't... This
I will,
is just
I'll
between
say
me and you.
Bill,
right.
Bill Martinez is my coach, my putting coach.
Well, so much
but
has
But I
been
have to correct you on one thing.
Okay.
About the one and only Pat Boone. My brother is married to another one.
Oh, really?
His wife is Patricia.
Okay.
And that makes her a Pat Boone as well.
Okay.
But I'm the only male Pat Boone.
Right.
But I know of.
But you'll always be number one, though.
Yes, I will, because I'm a lot older than she is.
Yes. Pat, gosh, you know, I was just, again, reviewing number 10 all-time top recording artists, according to Billboard.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It truly is.
And how God has used you. I mean, from this career, acting and singing, and last time you sang April Love, I brought up April Love.
Yeah.
You started singing
April Love.
Here we go. I knew it was coming.
Is for the very young.
Here it is.
That song was written for me by 2 Academy Award writers, mm-hmm. Paul Francis Webster, Sammy Fain, for my second movie. And I was just a kid. I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And making movies and starring in the lead role in films, and they write this song for me, and I'm just a naive kid from Nashville, but I'm sitting with these 2 Academy Award writers, and they play me this song on the piano. I said, guys, this is really beautiful, but it's just a ballad, and we're in rock and roll time.
Right?
Can we possibly do anything about to make this song a little more exciting? And they said, like what? I said, well, even like an intro, like bum, 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 you know, something that says it's going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they made that the intro.
There you go.
They wrote the song, but I made up the intro.
You made up the intro, huh?
Yeah. And my wife's birthday is April 24th, so I was always singing about her, my April love.
Oh, perfect, perfect. You and Shirley had such an incredible relationship.
Wow.
And
we Susan have
Stafford,
been married.
Yeah, Susan Stafford, by the way, sends her regards.
Susan Stafford.
Yeah, our good friend.
The chaplain.
Yes, exactly. I told her, I said, I'm going to be talking to Pat. She goes, oh, please, tell him what I said. Absolutely.
She's a dear lady, and we stay in frequent touch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been through some tough times. And I was able, there's a guy named Bill Austin, and he has the Starkey Hearing Foundation, and they give, they make the best hearing aids, and he gives them away by the tens of thousands.
Wow.
In foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's his ministry, as well as the hearing aids themselves. And Susan was going to need some hearing aids, because she's not quite my age, but she's getting there, getting here, I should say. And so I'm able, so Bill and Tanny, his wife, are going to give Susan
that's
the best
great.
Hearing aids there are.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, just a reminder, Susan, who's been on with us several times, she was the original Wheel of Fortune girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before
Havana.
Yeah, yeah. And yes, yeah, she was the original gal and just walked away from the show.
Yeah, right.
And little did she know how successful that show was going to continue to be. But, you know, she wasn't going to be tied down to that the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She had more important things to do. And, you know, she went and was with Mother Teresa.
Right, exactly.
How many people can say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I wish I could.
Yeah,
really. But, you know, Pat, so you've been blessed. And I want to talk to you about this new movie, Mulligan. Hence the golf balls. He's got three mulligans there. But, you know, I saw the trailer, the teaser on it. How much fun is this?
I have been so thrilled, although there's a couple moments that I dreaded doing in the film, but I play this older, very celebrated pro. I patterned my characterization on Gene Sarazen, who was a compatriot of Bobby Jones, and they both wore these knickers, these plus fours.
I was told you were going to wear knickers here this morning.
Well, I offered to, but I thought I would walk around the whole convention wearing these plus fours. They're very colorful, matching sweaters, socks. There's the guy who makes them, who made them the guy who made them so famous and who went down in the plane crash.
Yes,
Payne Stewart.
Payne Stewart.
And he made his, and he'd actually made some for Gene Sarazen while Gene was alive.
Oh, wow.
And they are beautiful and colorful, and they made my character in the movie real distinctive. I mean, when you see the film, you won't forget the old pro is the one I'm playing. But the thing I dreaded, because it's a great film, and it's about the old pro trying to help a soon-to-be billionaire businessman who's successful in his business and loves his golf, but his marriage, he's going through divorce, his son can't stand him, his whole personal life is coming apart. And the old pro is brought in by Tom Lehman, who is a current pro.
Yeah, playing himself.
Yeah, playing himself. And there's a great line he gives in this film I think people will remember, that when this young guy gets so mad in this celebrity tournament they're playing in, pro celebrity, and he breaks his putter over his knee when he misses a possible birdie putt and throws the broken putter into the sand trap, and this big Tom Lehman has had enough, and he puts a big strong hand on his shoulder and says, listen buddy, you're not good enough to get that mad. And you better go see the old pro Will Dunn and let him straighten out your temperament if you're ever going to play with us again.
Mm-hmm.
And so reluctantly he comes to see me, my character. The things I dreaded, main one scene in particular, because it's about the mulligan, which is a do-over, a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the spiritual parallel to Jesus giving us mulligans in our lives.
Amen.
He's faithful and just to forgive us if we confess our sins and ask him to forgive us. He'll wipe that off our record.
Exactly.
He'll give us a mulligan. It won't be on our scorecard anymore. And it takes a while for me to get through to this arrogant young man.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the climactic moments, which I dreaded. I wasn't sure I was enough of an actor to do this. But he asked the old pro, me, "Are you? Has there been a time when you asked for a mulligan and didn't get it?"
Good question.
And I pause and I say quietly, "Yes." He said, "That's how I began keeping my journal that I ask you to keep every day, to keep record of where you are in your life." I had a son once. I had him for 2 years. My wife and I went out for a date when my little boy was 2 years old, left him with the babysitter. While we were eating my favorite dessert in a restaurant, this feeling of terrible dread came over me, like my soul was coming out of my body. And I knew something was wrong. We rushed back to the house to find my little boy had somehow gotten out of the house, and the babysitter was looking for him at night. I found him in the neighbor's pool. And I have to go through this scene. Now, I didn't know as an actor how I was going to do this. I knew all the words.
Yes.
But how am I going to portray this? But when I was doing it, I suddenly, the Holy Spirit, this rushed through me, and I was crying. I wasn't trying to cry. I was fighting back the tears. I was trying to, so I could keep saying what I needed to say.
Right.
But you can see in the film that I'm suddenly overtaken by the emotion. Well, now that's good if you're acting.
I wasn't acting.
Right.
Well, you know, when you have those God moments like
that,
and of all places, you're thinking, okay, I'm playing the role right on film, the whole deal, and then God takes over and says, don't worry, I got this, man.
And it's in the movie. When I finished, I didn't even hear the director say cut. And I just sat there silent, and I said, "I'm sorry." Like, to the guy I'm talking to, I didn't mean to get that emotional. Just, "I'm sorry." And then I finally said, the director said, "That was wonderful, Pat. Can we do it again?" And I had to do it again, and I worried again. Well, as I say these words, am I going to have to act this part? No, I didn't. All I did was start saying the words, and again, the feeling just rushed through me. And I was fighting the same tears rolling down my cheeks, fighting to say the words that I was supposed to say. And so it's on film, it's in the movie. The thing that I dreaded, I didn't need to dread it because God took over.
Amen. And of course, the movie's coming out next year, right?
Yeah. And it's going to be an entertaining film. It's not a quote super religious film in that it doesn't seem to be just a evangelical treatise. It's about golf. And every golfer, whoever's played the game, is going to love this movie,
right?
Because it's funny things about the guy trying to be something he's not and getting so disappointed, and every now and then doing something right. And the old pro who can guide him and mentor him, and eventually you hope in the film, I won't tell you how it ends, but you hope the marriage will come back together.
Exactly.
And that he'll be reunited with his 16-year-old son who nearly dies in a motorcycle accident. And so it has very emotional things that are real life.
Exactly.
In people. And
well the golfers want to know, Pat, is there going to be golf in heaven?
That's a question I ask and answer. I try to answer, because we're sitting out. I won't tell you what the context is of the when I'm doing it, but I'm out with this guy I'm trying to teach. And I said, "You haven't asked me yet the question everybody asked me, is there golf in heaven?" And he says, "I suppose you know the answer." I said, "No, for once I don't." But I've been thinking a lot about it. And I said, because if we're in heaven, we're in a state of perfection.
That's right.
And everything we do is perfect. Mm-hmm. And we would expect a perfect score every time we play.
Occasional one-on-ones. Hole-in-ones, I would think, right?
Right, even.
Just saying.
Sure. Yeah. But he said, after a while, when you expect perfection, as you always get it, I said, this may seem sacrilegious. I think I would.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.